Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia, wherever you may be. Hope you're enjoying the program. Help us get ready for the draft. 1 week out is our friend, Mr. John Keim. Keim, what's up, dude? How are you, buddy? Hopefully, there he is. Johnny, you there?
What up, guys?
You excited for a pre-draft presser today?
There's nothing better, because I'm sure we're going to get all the answers. I'm going to say, you know what, Adam, just tell us. He's, all right, John. It's going to be, I'm sure that's what's going to happen. So I'm ready. I'm ready, man.
I think he might.
I doubt it. Let's start with the silly season stuff. Did you see the tweet from the agent, and now people are digging up his liked tweets and all that?
No. What happened? Yeah. No, that, yes. Yes. I saw those. And I would say, you know, I talked to some people, and like, not so much over there, but just around the league, would this bother you? And most of them, like, you know, by this point, you know, they're so far along in the process, I don't think an agent's tweet is going to change anything for them.
And I think it's entirely possible the agent's tweet was like, man, I don't agree with what Mike is saying here.
Yeah, that's possible. I'm not sure that's what it was, though. But yes, that is possible.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it was. And so, but again, it's the agent. And the question throughout all this would be, do you trust your evaluation, not only Jaden Daniels, the player, but also the person? Because this tweet is not going to change your decision. Unless you're just like, oh, boy, we can't decide between these two. What's the thing? Well, listen, we don't want this. Short of that, I don't think it's going to – if you don't have great info on all these guys by now, this shouldn't sway.
Something wrong.
Yeah.
The agent was doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
If he's taking care, if he's trying to say, you know what, I want my guy to come by himself and talk to him, that's what the agent's job is, to try to promote their guy and put him in a good light.
It is, but I would also say that, you know, most guys are going to do that behind the scenes. And, you know, so that's the one thing there. But we don't know if he's speaking for Jaden Daniels or not.
Right.
Maybe he is. We don't know that. And I know, like, I mean, shoot, we dealt with this. God bless. This brings back more PTSD on this beat. But going back to, like, the Donovan McNabb stuff with his agent and the Shanahans and Kyle and just, you know, and Donovan would kind of say, like, well, it's my agent. Well, yeah, but he works for you. Now, the difference is Jaden Daniels is 24, and this is a first-time thing for him versus Donovan, who was an experienced vet at that point. So you knew that that was just hiding behind it. We don't know what Daniels thinks about all this. And, you know, everything I've heard on this kid has been very good.
Yeah, I agree. What did you think of kind of the spectacle of everybody coming in and going to Topgolf? I think if it was 14 players at Topgolf and they were tight ends, O-line, D-line, and corners, nobody would even blink.
Correct. I also want to know who won at the Angry Birds competition. That's what I want to know. But yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think either you or Ben retweeted something that Belichick had talked about this on McAfee show.
Yeah, we played on the air.
And then, okay, yeah, there you go. And then San Francisco has done this too. So this isn't a new tactic. It is unusual to have four quarterbacks come in like this, but I also think it's unusual to have several choices at quarterback with this, you know, that you're looking at in this first round who could go that high. And a couple of them, I think, you know, I mean, clearly Jaden Daniels is a guy you're looking at number two. And I would think Drake May is as well. The other, you know, we don't know exactly where JJ is going to go, probably in the top 10. That certainly seems what it sounds like. Then Penix. So that's a guy you could take later. But that's, it's just, to me, this whole situation is unusual where the number two pick, and there's not the, you know, like when RG3 was picked here, it was a clear number two behind Andrew Luck. I don't know if there's a clear number two, or certainly in some other minds around the league there is, but, you know, so I think the whole thing is a unique situation. And, you know, there was a coach from another team I communicated with this morning who, like, didn't have a problem with it at all. And again, because kind of like what I said earlier, by this point in the evaluation, this is a final, you know, as someone else, I can't remember who it was, we're talking about, like, it's more like a punctuation to the whole process. Maybe it was Nikki. I don't remember who it was. I forget.
It's all kind of blending together now.
Yeah, exactly. And but that's what this is. So all your information is going to be heavy, heavy gleaned from the past, and this is the final thing. So, you know, I don't know. It's unusual. But here's the other thing. I don't know if it's good or bad. We'll see what the process produces.
Right.
It's unusual, but is it unusual because we – overly put quarterbacks on the pedestal?
Do we?
I mean, yes. Let's be real.
Of course, yes, absolutely it is. I mean, that's the thing, is like everything with quarterbacks, you know, this whole thing. Do you guys watch The Office?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I do. I have.
All right. So do you remember the whole scene with, you know, today smoking is going to save lives, where Dwight intentionally, you know, lights the place on, you know, the wastebasket on fire, and you got to learn how do you get out of there? You got to stay calm and all that. That's what this whole scene reminds me of. Like, people are just scrambling to try and find, you know, way from exits or whatever. Just like a little thing kind of bursts into a panic situation. And that's how this whole thing feels like, because it is quarterbacks. And here's the other thing. We all know that you have to get this right. So I think there's that on top of that for this fan base is wanting to make sure your process is coming up with the right guy who can finally end a massive drought by this franchise. So I think, you know, people want to know that it's the right process, and we'll find out. We won't know for a while.
Well, John, I will ask you and anybody else that have a problem with the process, please tell me what process works based off of this fan base. What the hell could this fan base tell anybody that works? Why wouldn't they be happy to look at something differently?
We have to go back to 1981. In that, starting there for a decade, right? But yeah, no, I agree. Like, I think what you have to do is, do you trust the people involved in this process? I think if it had been, you know, if this is a Dan Snyder-led operation, you're going to question it because it never produced what you wanted it to. And so this is a new group, so you don't know exactly what, you know, is what does what they do, is it going to work? But I think that's what you have to kind of fall back on. But I agree, like, there's no proof that it doesn't work. and you know, and in San Francisco it worked, so, you know, there you go.
It must have worked in New England as well.
Yeah, it did right there too. Yeah.
It is remarkable though, because there are so many quarterbacks. I think you said that earlier, and it raises a great point in that if there were only Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels in this draft, all of this consternation wouldn't exist.
Correct.
If it was only Caleb Williams and Drake May in this draft, there'd be no debate. Probably if it was only Caleb and then J.J. McCarthy, or only Caleb and maybe even Bo Nix. It's just that there's a bunch of them, or Penix, whoever. And
well, does the situation just call for it?
Maybe that's why they wanted to go that route. Yeah. It is.
Because normally, you all are right, you normally have one or two. You have four or five, maybe six.
And
if it changes up, I have to change with the times.
Right. And let's say, because clearly you're not going to take Michael Penix at number two. But you bring him in, and I know it's about them coming in together. But, you still get to learn something about how this group is when they're all together. And if you trade back, Penix is an option. I don't see them trading back. But if in case, some team offers them the world and, we got no choice because, the Vikings are giving us Justin Jefferson and this and that. So, of course. But that is not going to happen. So, I think it's just being prepared. But, I think I don't have a problem, I don't know. I don't have a big problem with this. I think there's a lot of things you can get upset about in this world, and bringing four quarterbacks in together doesn't seem to be high on the list right now for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you know who they're taking?
Yeah, don't you?
I didn't get the email. Sean didn't text me that.
I know. Yeah. I'll tell you right now. Played in college last year.
Right. Yeah, listen, and what if they want a different dual threat quarterback from Louisiana and they pick B. Mitch?
Hey man.
I'll take the signing bonus.
Listen, I don't nobody knows, and I would, and we've talked about this before, you kind of find it hard to believe that they don't have a really strong idea of who it's going to be. But they don't have to tell anybody, why? What's the benefit in that? And, but then the other, you don't have to do that, and they're not doing it, but as we've talked before, this is a process oriented group. Go through the entire process and make sure. Don't make up your mind too soon, because what if you learn something along the way that would have changed your mind, and later on down the road, you regretted it knowing, oh crap, we did know this. We should have changed our mind, but we were so locked on this guy.
Yeah.
So, so I do think listen, if you and I and B. Mitch are going through this process and you're trying to say, let's not come up with something till the end, you're still going to have a guy that you really like all along the way.
And
it's just a matter of,
Peters has talked repeatedly about not wanting to succumb to recency bias. If you bring everybody in together at the last minute, that kind of eliminates.
That's a good point.
The recency bias.
Yeah.
We're all kind of grasping, but there is a lot to it. Who do you like just as the best prospect at number two? Who would you pick if you were in charge?
I mean, we have to do our mock.
This mock drives you crazy every year.
Well, it does, but yes, it does. And here's the other thing. I would say this, and I'll tell you who in a second, but, next year we could be debating who they're going to take at 17, 18, 19, or 20. This is a lot more fun debate.
Sure.
Next year it'll be which receiver do you want, or whom, whatever, cornerback. But and this is also talking to a lot of people, Jaden Daniels kind of stands out. And I know I've always said, because I think, you want to be careful. I see things in Drake May that I get it. I see this. And if they take him, I get it. And I think even with J.J. McCarthy, while I would put him third in that for me, I certainly see traits that would be enticing to a coaching staff. The question is, at what point do you feel comfortable taking him? If they were picking 13 and he's sitting there and the other guys have gone, all right, go. The thing that the separator for me with Daniels has been that, one, I think he's developed. I think he has a nice quick release. I think he does a good job with his progressions. And Dan Quinn had told me that at the owner's meetings, that that's one of the things he likes about him. And, you know, the legs are a weapon, but as others in the league have told me, like, he's a passer who can run, not the other way around. And I think he's more developed as a passer than like what Lamar Jackson was coming out of school. Now, Lamar is nobody matches that him as a runner. But the point is, like, as a passer, I think Jaden Daniels is considered better at this point. So
I'm with you
at this point in their respective career. So, to me, it's hard to go beyond him. And like the things you hear, I haven't heard anything bad in terms of character about any of these guys, you know, of their choices of the guys they brought in. So, that part, you know, like all of them check those boxes off. So, you know, I just think that it's, you know, the worry with Daniels would be the frame. Can you protect yourself? Because it's less about the weight and more about the mindset. Other quarterback, I mean, J.J. McCarthy is a buck 95 or under 200, something like that. Like, he's not a big guy either. So the worry is the same thing for him, right? You know, but it's more with Daniels. You saw him taking more big-time hits in college. Don't do that in the NFL. I think one time it may be all it takes, but – you know, I think that's the main concern for him. But, you know, you hear a lot of the right things about him. And so, you know, I think that'd be hard to pass up. And every defensive coordinator that I ever talked to, they all say the same thing. Like, those are the kind of guys you hate facing.
Yeah. I think you're right. There's reasons to like both guys. I think people are overly dismissive of Daniels, the passer, which is just remarkable considering the season he just put up and the numbers he just put up. Brian and I, at least, I won't say for him, but like, I also like that he got better every year. I don't view the age as a, like, people are like, oh, well, you draft Drake May for the upside. And hell yeah, you do. And he's a big, strong guy with a big, strong arm. And there's a lot to like there. But I think it'd be foolish to assume Jaden Daniels can't get better too.
Well, that's the other part of it too, is exactly that. Like, you know, one of the things I think that's what you want to learn about a guy is how do they handle adversity or being in a new situation? Well, we saw that with him, and he went from the Pac-12 to the toughest conference in football and then produced. That to me stands out. And I know, like, because people seem to dismiss the improvement. It seemed like he made pretty good improvement his first year at LSU too. And so I'm like, oh, he would have only been a fourth round pick. Well, yeah. Same with Joe Burrow.
I know.
And also, like, we also heard with Sam Howell would have been a first round pick at that year. And then guess what? He wasn't, because it's going to be about how do you improve and get better, and where do you improve? And also, where can you get to? And it's not like they're running the LSU offense here. So he'll be asked, there's a very good chance that there are things that he can do that we haven't even seen in terms of, because like his footwork is really good. And I think that's, to me, with a quarterback is where you start. Like, you watch him and the feet and the eyes, and we always hear this, but they marry up. And I think that's a big deal for him. And so, like, when how is he in that area? Like, what was LSU asking him to do that maybe this group can, you know, say, yeah, they were doing this, but we're going to do this, this, and this. That to help him develop more too. So the notion that he's not going to, but I just think it's the wonder. The question is, who may be better in 5 years? Then we can't answer that. And if they think it's Drake May and they take him, okay. Like there's a lot to like about that kid. And that's why I find it funny in some of these debates on social media, which are usually really, really rational. in this case, like, it's like, I want this guy. The other guy's trash. Well, no, they're not. They're not. Like, no coach, like, these people who study this for a living aren't saying, you know what I mean? Like, they're not trash. They're good. There's something to like about each one. And it's just a matter of, you know, you may have a preference and that's fine. But, you know, Drake May has a big arm. He has pocket mobility. He is a good athlete. He's not the same level, but he is a good athlete. And he does well.
Well, and dude, I love the athletic profile of the family. And sometimes you see that, and they're champions all over the place, stud athletes all over the place. Like, there's a lot to like.
There is.
Would you make
competitors
anything of Daniels?
I think all three of these guys are really good competitors, though.
Totally. What about Daniels going to Minnesota tonight?
I would. If you're Minnesota, I don't think he's. I don't know that they're going to have a chance. But what if these guys pick one of the other guys?
Right.
Yeah. But see, I think that that whole deal, Minnesota is asking them to come because what if they try to make a last ditch effort for him?
Well, what if Washington picks Drake May, and New England says we're okay trading back? Then you have to know. And I would say, I think it's funny because I've talked to some people who feel like some of the best spots for him would be either Washington or Minnesota because of the coaches they have on the roster offensively and the way they feel like he can be developed as a quarterback. So, you know, to me, it would make sense for Minnesota to get him. And, you know, if he's available, if they would want to trade up, they're trading up for somebody.
You know who would help any young quarterback? Justin Jefferson. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, absolutely. And you know, and that, and then again, like you have guys on the staff who played the position,
right?
You know,
a lot
of
them.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing. Now,
Dave Gardy played quarterback at Brown.
That's right. That's right. And you know, but I think like that all matters. So I think that's where like. What's the plan for developing a kid? That's a big key. And so I think like that Minnesota would, if you're Daniels, and again, if Washington doesn't take you, then Minnesota would certainly, I think, be an option for them to trade up and grab him.
Yeah.
Which could tell you something.
It could tell you something. And if Vegas is watching, they're probably paying attention.
Yeah, but it should tell you like, you know, and yeah. Yeah.
Of the Aiyuk stuff? I don't.
No.
I don't either. Okay.
No, first of all, the Niners are going to sign him eventually. That's
what they
start
do.
There. Yeah. And secondly, you know, even let's say hypothetically, this team wants to trade for him. What are you willing to give up for him? It's a minimum a first round pick.
You think?
And then
that much?
Multiple, oh, yeah. And then a few other picks, you're paying them. Does that seem to follow suit with how this group wants to build?
Nope.
Right. But the Niners are going to end up signing him.
Johnny, thank you. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right, John.
All right. Thanks, guys. See ya.
That's our guy, John Keim. When we come back, we can talk about quarterbacks all damn day. Is the quarterback evaluation process any better today, April 18th, 2024? Than it was on April 18th, 1974. Let's have a fun discussion.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The song came on, Jeff, in a Westland middle school dance. Look out.
Middle school?
Dog. What year did it come out?
I was just saying, middle school is crazy. Y'all DJ was playing this?
Man, it was a different time, Jeff. It was a different time. Maybe it was high school, but it was a different time, Jeff.
I'm sure JP had the years mixed up. Some of those brain cells left a long
time. I want to say it was middle school, but yeah. All right, Jeffrey, I want to play this Daniel Jeremiah thing. Brian and I were just talking about this, though. There's a within the Washington golf nerd community, there was a tweet that kind of went viral, or an Instagram post, wherever you saw it. The National Links Golf Trust is spending a lot of money on public golf in Washington. And the first course they're redoing is Rock Creek out on 16th Street.
$35 million.
$35 million going into it. The renderings look dope. They are putting together, it should be really, really cool. It's going to be a 9-hole championship course, I guess, and then a 9-hole short course. And also,
they're just going all out and put 18 holes.
Well, I think they're trying to make that like the learning center, because they're building a true office and like facility for First Tee of DC, the group that tries to get like young folks into golf and young folks that might not have the means.
That makes sense.
Eventually, though, they're going to do the same thing at Haynes Point, East Potomac, and then Langston Golf Course.
Well, Jeff, you better go play before they make it into a real course, and then you can't shoot less than 200.
Rock Creek was kind of limited space-wise. It was super tight, super hilly. Like, if you missed a fairway on Rock Creek, you were cooked, because it was all just woods, and half of the fairways were woods.
Kind of like playing golf in Arizona in some place.
Yeah.
At Troon North.
So it'll be awesome. The plot of land, though, they have for Haynes Point, and if they do it right, I think you're talking about what Liberty National is in New York, like just the sight lines.
It'll be a $150, $200 golf course.
B, if they do it right, it's $350.
JP, I'm trying to make sure I can play it.
You're Brian Mitchell. People pay for you.
I don't like that much to pay.
You don't like free golf? That's news to me.
I like free golf, but I'm saying, what if I want to go play myself?
I hear you.
I don't want to be spending $350.
I think if they do Haynes Point right, with the sight lines, you're on the river, it could be truly, like,
I was there yesterday, and we were doing, like, a little video for the bike ride. And the guy caught things where we had the monument right in the back, right in the background. Yeah, I mean, the sight lines are remarkable out there.
B, if they do it right, they could have, like, the U.S. Open there. You know, like, the piece of property is so amazing.
I don't want to see that traffic.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming on the boat.
Yeah, CK, I'm on vacation that week.
I'm coming on the boat that
day. All right. So we're really excited about what the National Links Golf Trust is doing. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Maybe it's just the National Links Trust. Toby, maybe you can look that up. I know Barry's for Lugas.
It's not a golf course. It's the National Link Trust is the actual name of
the
overall deal.
They're the money, I think. And I think they got some federal money. I think it's like Gil Hands doing the renovations and stuff. I want to talk quarterbacks, though. And I want to talk about the steadfastness with which people approach that J.J. McCarthy's the best, or Caleb Williams is the best, or Drake May, or Jaden Daniels, or Michael Penix, or Bo Nix, or if you like Spencer freaking Rattler, how do you arrive at such a determined conclusion? Sam Fortier, friend of the program, asked Daniel Jeremiah, lead draft analyst for NFL Network, asked him a relatively simple question. How much has quarterback evaluating improved?
Hey, DJ. Why is it that despite the time and resources teams have poured into evaluating quarterbacks, projecting them to the NFL remains a crapshoot, for lack of a better word? And do you think we've made progress in quarterback projection over the last 10, 15 years?
I think it would be hard to point to the results and say that we've made progress, as sad as that is. I think the more you look at it, I think that there's more attention being paid now to maybe more so the environment than the actual quarterback, and knowing, you know, how to set the table for when you do take the quarterback that he can be successful. I think that seems to be a conversation I have a lot with teams around the league is, okay, A, do we take him, and then do we put him out there right away? Do we have the infrastructure for him to survive and be successful? That seems to be a little bit more of the focus on that. But, you know, in terms of figuring out the evaluation, it's constantly changing. And you see, you know, it used to be the, you know, we had the era of the huge quarterback with Peyton and Tom and Big Ben. And then the Russell Wilson, you know, thing happens, and then everybody says, okay, well, we can excuse away size. And then you see, you know, Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray come in, and so then it's not really size. And then you see the off-platform, off-script style of Patrick Mahomes and not and really Josh size. Allen, and teams have tried to copy that, and that hasn't necessarily worked, you know, all the time to perfection there. And then you see last year, Stroud coming into the league almost is a little bit of a throwback from what he did in the pocket and how pristine he was there. That it's constantly changing, and people can't necessarily, you know, nail it down on one style. I think it comes down to, you know, does he have the traits in the makeup and all those things? That's the questions there. Different styles, you know, that's not something to get carried away with. To me, it's more a focus of, do we have the right play caller, the right offensive line to protect him, and do we have some guys he can get the ball to? I think that seems to be, you know, what's going to lead to these guys being a success or not, more so than even just how good the player at the quarterback position might be.
Situations matter.
Yeah, totally. And it comes down to that coach really, really gelling with that quarterback and vice versa, and then coming up something that guy can do well. Instead of saying, look, all that stuff you were doing already, we're going to switch all that. I want you to do this here because this is what my scheme entails. The coach has to be very, very fluid, just like they want the quarterback to be fluid.
I totally agree. And, you know, there are people that will tell you, okay, well, you've got Cliff Kingsbury running this offense and Drake May makes more sense for his offense. There are people that will tell you, you got Cliff Kingsbury running this offense and Jaden Daniels.
Kingsbury drafted Kyler Murray. What on earth makes anybody think that Drake May is 100% best for his offense?
Or Daniels.
When he drafted a 5'10" guy, okay, that Maybe. Ran around. And you now going to tell me that the 6'4" guy that we all say, okay, he's not as athletic, but he's athletic, he's much better for the offense. We don't know who's better for the offense.
I totally agree, and I don't think we can make a decision based on what was there before either. I think, you know what really, really helped C.J. Stroud was Laramie Tunsil. You know, like, it's just, I think situations matter. I think Stroud looks like a stud. Bryce Young might not make it because that line in Carolina was so broken. You know, like, there's just so many moving parts in this. And I think the greater point that I wanted to play that DJ for was, didn't it kind of sound like B? He was like, yeah, we really don't know. Nobody knows.
You don't. The thing is hard. I can go build a car and from year to year tell you how it's going to be better because I can streamline exactly what that fuel is going to do. I can streamline exactly what these sparks, how this tire is going to be. But I can't streamline exactly how that player is going to interact. Because one thing we'll get, they start to grow. Some of them sprout. Some of them stop. Then you start looking at the mentality of the person. Hell, he may have a problem with his girlfriend. The next guy may have a problem, you know, with some other situation. You don't know how they're going to go. That's the whole difference where we try to predict human beings as machines. Don't work that way. If you can guarantee that some guy's going to do everything you expect him to do, then we could do it. But nah, you can't.
Can't do that, folks. You know what you can do? Call into the radio program at 1 o'clock and say bleep you to somebody. It is a bleep you Thursday. Phones open at 1. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, New customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years old or present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Al Galdi. Go-Go Thursday. Jeff's been doing it well. Doing it well today, Jeff. We are, I don't know, a little more than an hour. I assume, is Darius still out there? Go ask him if they're running the Peters presser. Just so I can appropriately promote that. Be quickly on this. Do you want the Commanders to trade up to get into the back half of the first round to take a tackle or a corner? I mean, they got a lot of holes. People seem convinced that
if they were to find one that they are very high on, I have no problem with it.
I don't mind it at all. There's this dude. Have you looked at this guy, Mims, from Georgia? Amarius Mims?
I watch him in a game.
He's young. He's 21. He's 6'7", 340.
It's a damn monster. A mammoth.
I mean, he might need some time just because he hasn't played a ton. Oh, Roost Dizzle. Come on, Roost. Join us. Oh, Toby, scoot over. Let Roost on that thing.
Toby trying to work, man. Toby trying to get the cameras up. Or something.
No. I don't know. Toby, what are you trying to figure out right there?
Trying to figure out potential streaming stuff. So at some point. Not right now, though.
I stand firmly in the I'll believe it when I see it category. Roostizzle, are you upset about Emojigate?
Upset might be a strong word.
Care?
I'm irked a little bit.
At whom?
At the agent. Like, there was no reason to do any of that stuff. Whether he, you know, I heard you guys as I was just pulling in, I think Kai may have pointed it out. I was listening a little bit on Rewind. Whether the agent was actually frustrated or just, like, frustrated with what Florio and Sims were saying, who knows? You get into a very dangerous world trying to interpret all this crap.
Sure.
I just say this, and JP, you deal with a lot of agents. I've dealt with a lot of agents. You know, B-Mitch, I don't know how much interaction
Hell,
you B-Mitch
have. Hell, B-Mitch had one.
Well, I know, obviously, had one, but I don't know how much interaction you've had with other agents. But I mean, these guys are weird cats, man. I mean, and they're hard to figure out. It's just like the rest of the world, right? I mean, one you know, you just never know what they mean, but just stay out of it.
One thing that does stand out to me, and
they can always be involved with it.
Well, dude, think about...
You can be involved in it, just be involved behind the scenes.
Listen, man.
Fewer and fewer behind the scenes.
The agents are out there to fight for their client.
Yeah.
They're not worrying about the dude like me on the mic or the people that's just in the stand. They're trying to take care of their client.
What happens when you make your client not so good?
Do you remember?
But if he was talking about Florio, what he said, I don't think it has nothing to do with the client.
Right, but we're left to interpret that.
But that's the thing about it. We try to interpret. If we don't know, we should try to find out the truth before we interpret.
Do you remember? If I may. Yeah. Do you remember the letter that Eric Burkhart, Kyler Murray's agent, put out on social media when they were trying to go through that contract negotiation?
Yeah.
That was about as wacky as it gets.
Yeah.
And months later, when they got the extension done, the GM said, I love working with Eric. I know how the process goes. Some of this is just the junk. One thing that does stand out, big-time quarterback prospects tend to sign with big-time agents, like guys that have 2 million Instagram followers and guys that work at big brand name agencies.
I know exactly where you're
CAA
going with
Athletes
this.
First, whoever it is, right? There's a lot of really big ones. Mm-hmm. And then there's a subset of big ones that aren't really big ones. You know what I mean? Like Rosenhaus or Lee Steinberg. Like, there's a lot of these. Mm-hmm. This dude ain't with any of them.
No.
Which is kind of interesting.
I was actually excited.
I think a lot of guys are going to that.
Some are, some aren't.
Some are going to start to it. Like, first of all,
is a huge one.
If I can go with a smaller person that can get the job done, and I keep more of my money, I'm doing that.
Well, and here's the thing: I don't know if you get to keep more of your money. I don't know how all that works, but you do you get more dedicated service, right? I think this guy represents what's his name, Butler, right? Ron Butler. I think he's like the lead guy of four guys that are listed. But I think they represent DeMar Hamlin as well. Mm-hmm. And I believe Derek Forrest as well, but don't quote me on that.
I think they also rep Phil Dorsett, that plays for the Broncos.
Yeah, but they don't have the big-time clients, to JP's point and to your point. So maybe, again, Jaden's going to get more special. Who knows? I'm sure he would get very specialized treatment anyway. Here's my thing where I'm concerned. This is just yet another layer on top of the already... I guess rumors, speculation, whatever you want to call them. Remember last week when Evan Silva came out and said two people, and I talked to Evan off the radio. He wouldn't come on because he was just getting so much shrapnel. Two people in the NFL that I trust implicitly that said Jaden Daniels did not want to go to Washington. And you remember...
But that's why he didn't want to come on the radio, because then he could be held to it.
Well, he was held to it anyway because it was in print.
Held to it.
But he didn't want to add to it. But remember what I have no idea what EB's sources are. I have no idea. All I know is the Junks have gotten a bunch of things right, and they've gotten some things wrong and whatever. But there was the supposedly Jaden Daniels was pissed off at Adam Peters because Adam Peters gave him a fourth or a fifth round grade a year and a half ago. So there's been like all this smoke, and now this just adds another layer to it. And that's what I would kind of be worried about being. And JP is like, is this just nothing? Or is this a little something, and it kind of starts to snowball like it did way back in 2012 with Robert? Different circumstances, but it just started to snowball and you get out of control.
When the stuff came out, when EB said that stuff, that lasted all of that show. And then now your guy Silver comes out and says something. And if he's really truthful about what he's saying, he doesn't shy away from going on radio stations.
It's fair.
When you're truthful, you go on every damn station. You can't promote
Evan
stuff.
I think Evan doesn't do many radio appearances anyway.
I don't care if you know him or not, Jay. What I'm trying to say is those things, people say all kinds of stuff. None of it that's been said troubles me whatsoever. Because you know what? All I care about is playing football.
Yeah.
The problem is we want to get so deep into everybody's life. Sometimes it don't make a difference. We have a guy who we love the most, and I just saw the picture with JB Post showed me something. John Riggins was one of the most outgoing, crazy people in this world. What did you care about? He'll run over your ass on fourth and one. That's all people care about.
Mm-hmm.
But now we want to be concerned about every little thing. No one is perfect. We aren't. How the hell are we going to judge a quarterback to control what his agent says all the time? His agent's job is one thing, get him money and take care of him. Fair. Not to be a damn saint, but we expect these guys learning their new lives to sit here and be able to control everybody around them at 20-something years old,
yeah,
when most of us in the station are 40 or more on the air, and we can't control our own damn lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, in kind of summing this part up, it's why I'm not furious, I'm not mad, I'm not angry. I'm a little bit like, did you need to do that? To add to this another layer of question, drama, intrigue, what have you, did you need to do that? And what did you exactly mean? But I'm not mad or angry because, you know, all of these different factors that you just pointed out. I mean, I'd love if Jaden Daniels is the pick, Jaden Daniels come in, kick some ass, and we never have to worry about it again. Hopefully that's the case.
Chris, CK, is Russell running late?
Yes.
No. Doc talks forever.
Is Sheehan on with Doc?
No, Doc's in for Sheehan.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
but I gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, he won't break till 1:15.
Oh, that's 1:15. True. Doc probably broke at like 12:51.
All right, goodbye, later. Rooster. Phone number 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is time we come together as a group, as a unit. These people, I got a dude. I'm gonna start Bleep You Thursday earlier, and hopefully this is all in fun, right? I have a dude. Mark Clanton thinks I am pushing a Jaden Daniels agenda and that I have Jaden Daniels bias. I don't agree with you, Mark. Call in. You can bleep me. I'm going to say bleep you. It's Thursday. 800-636-1067. Let's do it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.